Miss Arnold was scheduled to lead in our worship this morning, but because of illness, she cannot be here. In a recent edition of the New Yorker magazine, there was a cartoon which showed a young boy standing before his father who was examining an obviously disappointing report card. The boy was speaking, "What is it, Pop, inheritance or environment?" What makes one's history? I think, and I have only begun to think about this, and therefore I may be hazy in places, inaccurate in other places, incomplete in other places, and yet perhaps at some places almost in harmony with what's right. I think there are two sets of realities that make one's history. May I suggest them briefly? I call the first the uncontrollables, those over which you and I do not have any control. Let me list now and say a word about a few of these. One is born into a family without any contribution of his own, mind you, into a specific family, not a family in general, but a specific family with a name. The name may be famous or infamous. It may be unknown. It may be a name of shame. I would hate to be born in a family of Hitlers. And I don't know anyone named Judas. Rich, poor, cultured, uncultured, black, red, white, yellow, brown, Christian, non-Christian, but into some specific home and family without making the slightest contribution to it. We have absolutely no control over our birth. In the second place, we are born in a specific place. One cannot be born in two places. I don't know that I ever saw anyone who was born in Idaho. I'm sure births have occurred in Idaho. I happen to be born in Florida. I made no contribution to that. And I could not have been born in Florida and Utah and have been myself. And there's nothing in history that can change it. And I never can get over it. The way I pronounce certain words. Is caused by the place I happen to be born in. I have to think very, very clearly and carefully to put the G on the end of words ending in ing. Some basic outlooks on life caused by the place I was born in, over which I had no control and could not change ever. It happened to be a place where there was good food, where one could earn a living, and there were very few people who had to be squatters on other people's property and live in cardboard huts, as is done all over the world, and into which families and places people are born without any contribution to it. I've seen little Indian boys walking down a muddy street in, let us say, Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. He followed his, one of them followed, I saw this, one was following his father. His father was carrying a load. He had a load on his back, about 120 pounds of onions that had been wrapped, stacked first properly. They know how to stack it. And had been wrapped in burlap, and all of that then had been put in a net, sort of like a fish net. And ropes had been tied at the side, and these ropes had been tied to a mechapal, which is a leather band that fits across the forehead. And the old man had carried weights of that size for years and was almost bent the way he had to lean. And here was his little son with a small mechapal carrying a basket of sticks. He was in training. Why was he doing that? That's where he was born. We are born at a specific time, and this is fantastic. I don't know how old this world is. The scientists who guess fairly closely say that it is in the billions of years now. And think of the roll of the centuries, and we happen to be sitting here this moment, and on a certain day past now, we were born. Look at the centuries that rolled before my little Claudia came into the world. And yet, it happened on the 11th of June in 55. She made no contribution to that day, that is, to her, that's being her birthday. And could not have changed it if she had wanted to change it. And never can change it at a specific time. There's not a one of us here who participated in the Civil War. Not a one of us fought at Gettysburg. And if this earth continues to roll and hum for another billion years, not a one of us will ever fight that battle that was fought at Gettysburg on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July in 63. There are therefore some things that you and I can't do simply because we weren't born at the right time. Did you ever see Babe Ruth hit one out of the park? You had to be born at the right time. And in the fourth place, there are many forces which operate on us after birth, and which therefore play a part in our lives over which we have no control. For example, now we may have a bit of control over one or two of these, but not much, if any. War, for example. Do you and I cause war? Well, maybe not personally. We have a contribution to make to it, and we mustn't blame someone else for it. But I suppose that in the long run, you and I don't make large contribution to war or peace. Good and evil. Both were in the world before we were ever born. We come into a world that has a propensity to turn to evil. It expresses itself in sensuousness, and we come and do the same thing. And then we also live in a world in which sheer accidents occur that are, so far as I know anything about, are unexplainable. No, I know a man may walk down the street on a windy day and a brick from a chimney may fall and hit him over the head and kill him. We call that sheer accident, and I suppose it is, even though there are some causes behind it. The man who laid the brick, for example, was drunk the day he laid the brick and didn't mix his mortar right. All sorts of things. But that was an accident, wasn't it? Well, there are others you'd think of. Now, the controllables. We can, in part at least, here, control our history. What one gives, opens, devotes oneself to is in our control, in part. One may, when encountered by the living God in Jesus Christ through the preaching of his holy word, give himself to God's grace, thereby laying down every claim on his own life. We can choose to say yes to Jesus Christ, and thereby choose to open ourselves to all the influences of his Holy Spirit. And when we choose to say yes to his disclosure of himself to us and his calling of our names, we find through his cross and his resurrection the likelihood that we can learn to love one another. Not that we learn without him to learn one another, but we, in being his, love one another as he loved one or another. We put ourselves consciously into the sphere of his influence and open our hearts to him. And that means that we can, in large measure, overcome our past by opening ourselves to the future that he has in store for us. It's a marvelous thing to realize that a human being can do this. Think of who we are and what we can be. And we can't be what we can be because of what we do. We can become what we're designed to become because of our opening ourselves to him. I haven't had this experience with a son yet. Give me a few years, and if he lives, I suppose I will. From about 8 or 9, it's very difficult, to 14. It's very difficult for a parent to get a son to brush his shoes, his teeth, comb his hair, and take a bath. And then one day, he brushes his shoes and his teeth, and he brings in a large bottle of Wild Root Cream Oil Charlie. And he's the first one in the tub. He's met a girl. And he's ready, though the date is at 8 at night, he's ready to see her at 9 in the morning. And all he is from 9 in the morning until 8 at night is determined by 8 at night. All we are today can be determined by God's hope for us. I must hasten. One is in control of his education. Bobby Brown and Yogi Berra roomed together when Brown was on the staff of the New York Yankees, and Brown was studying to be a medical doctor, and when he was in the train or on the plane or anywhere that he could be reading, he was reading a huge book dealing with medicine. About the only thing that Yogi Berra ever read was a comic book. And one night they were stretched out, each on his bunk, reading. Brown, a tome of medicine, and Yogi, a mystery in the form of a comic book. Soon, Brown finished his, and fairly soon, Berra finished his, and Berra said, "How'd yours turn out?" We have control over a developing integrity. That is, we can decide to tell the truth or tell a lie. And then lastly, we can decide to act in a certain way which will cause something else to happen. I, for example, can decide to act toward another human being in a certain way that will enable that other human being to come into some great good that he never could have achieved unless I had decided to act in that way to him. My time is up. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, may we think about these things. If they are insignificant, may we forget them. If they are important, may we roll them through our minds and have our beings in them. Cause us, we would pray thee, to depart in peace with thee and one another. In Jesus' name.